Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hey, it's your birthday, or that's what we've been told. Try not to focus on how you're getting old. The folks at TMZ all wish you their best, even though you are 1 year closer to death.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
To Ticket for Rip.
All right, thanks, Dez. One more time for us. From the Torchy's Tacos, the infield at Texas Motor Speedway, which is about to open in 2 minutes. People are trying to rip the doors off this place right now, trying to bang in here, get their tacos, and listen to the hard line. Here's my note.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you a man that will be seeming all weekend, Stano.
Part of the hard line is Bob.
I would just like to say that that birthday song,
Bobby,
has
what
to
up,
be at
bitch?
Least brought up in Jake's Hall of Fame deliberations. As his presenter, I do feel like I have to give you both sides of his case.
I didn't record that.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen without you. Is that fair?
That's true, yes.
Yeah, you pushed for the TMZ tour. You said it'd be great.
I'm about content, Daniel. And speaking of content, Corby's not here, huh?
Corby's not here. Danny's probably here.
Yes, sir.
So I went back and listened to the original Chewbacca Mom segment.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't smile real well on you, but it doesn't smile real well on Dan either.
Did they like it?
Yes.
This is great,
guys. They were stoked on it.
It was great content.
I was just supporting my teammate, as
okay,
I always
well,
do.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at the chat logs and the transcript here.
All I'm known as a guy who supports whoever he's sitting next to.
Okay, well.
1,000%.
And you supported Bob so much that he left.
And I'm just selling.
He bolted.
I'm just selling segments here, baby. Just trying to tell you that this is the cleanest, most pure stuff you're ever going to snort.
And as Dan pointed out, too, because I think he listened back to it, we should have known that it was terrible when she said, I'm not going to let my kids, Duncan and Cadence, wear this mask.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And I knew that.
Phone Corby.
Oh, here.
Well, Corby's out on the track. He's
turn
seen,
three.
Yeah, how's the turns look today?
He's
actually, I am literally going under this tunnel of the infield. I guess I didn't really finish my breaking news yesterday of my top four turns. Here at the Motor Speedway.
Well, see, that's what I thought you were doing right now, is you were finishing up your
top two, bottom two.
Your criteria to rank the turns here in the Power Hour.
I forgot to tell you
number
about this
one.
When we got here, Dan. Go ahead.
Number one turn, turn one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number two turn, turn four. Bottom two turns, two and three.
Because of the back
and that
straight.
That concludes ranking the turns.
We're like kind of in a bit of an exclusive area here. I mean, if you have a seating in the infield, free game for Torchies, but we have a special parking pass. And when I got to the when I got to the little guard guy today, he didn't even ask for it.
No.
He just looked at me and was like, come on, brother.
He knew racing guy, goatee guy.
Yeah,
you're here for racing.
He took one look at me. Kind of pound, gave me a little dap, and was like, take the best spot in the house,
oh,
chief.
Yeah.
He was excited to see me.
Well, I'm sure the Make America Great Again hat didn't hurt your cause that you're
No, I had my Viking helmet, though, that I had.
Yeah.
So today is Friday, May 20th, 140th day of the year. 225 days remain in 2022. Oddly enough, on this day, we find out Howard Stern is a P1. This is the day that Barbaro,
whoa,
in the Preakness, pulled up shortly after it began. Barbaro fractured his left hind leg. That would end his racing career, And eventually,
well, then they just fixed it up, right? And then he was good. And
his breathing, everything about him.
You can't even fix a horse's bones.
What?
No, they probably do it in a weak way now, like injection.
You're probably right, but I mean, if the thing's got to go, yeah.
Back in my day,
get a curtain and a 38.
We would just
snub
shoot
nose.
Him, yeah.
Old Sparky.
That thing would have been dog food by sundown.
Yeah. You strap him into a chair.
A lot of P1 birthdays. If I don't get to your request, well, consider it your fault for being born on this very day. Always happens on a Friday.
It seems like it.
Do you think we should quit doing P1 birthdays?
From a content standpoint, yes.
Like,
from
we roll through like 20 of them.
People love it.
That's why people hate Jake, though.
Do people love it?
To get rid of
like
it.
Or just the 20 people that are hearing it?
Yeah, but it's 20 times like 250.
All right, my son Michael Fonseca is 13. That's from Mario. My name is Katie. My new husband, Hunter Moore, is 31.
He sounds young.
Hunter.
She says he may be the biggest P1 there is, considering that not only did I reference his nonstop listening of the ticket in my vows, but his groomsmen mentioned that in their speeches. So in her wedding vows.
Well, it's his wedding too.
But she, said was, I love you even though you listen to this ticket all the time.
Respect.
Like, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Will that age well?
Maybe she loves him because he listens to the ticket all the time.
His heroes are Dan and Jake. He'd like to hear Fake Hammer singing Bitch.
He's a bitch.
Oh, and then she threw in a bikini photo, so that's pretty sweet. Katie Moore.
Is she big?
I'm not imploring her to.
What's that, Danny?
Is she big?
Is she big?
No. Did you want her to be big?
A little.
Maybe.
Bit.
A little big. Right, Jake?
40-year-old Clint says here, this year he beat stage 4 cancer, and I truly think your shows got him through the darkest times. That's from Lindsay.
Nice.
That's cool. So we beat cancer, unlike Russell Crowe.
Maybe that's going to be a thing in the future. They just, like, in the cancer doctor.
What's the worst
place?
Stage?
Stage 4 cancer? I don't know.
I've never heard of stage 5. Stage 5 has to be worse.
Yeah. 5.
That's the only one.
Stage 5 is the end?
I've never heard stage 6.
DEFCON 4 cancer?
No. Because DEFCON goes the other way.
Yeah. Oh. They use the Stableford scoring system?
Yeah, uterine exactly cancer right. Is peach?
Jerry Rowlich is 78. Let's see. That's from his sons, Jug, Liz, and John. One of his sons is named Jug.
Jug.
What was the other one? Jizz?
Jeez.
One of my wife's boobs is named Jug.
Jeez,
well.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, that just got dumped.
Hey.
Or did it?
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
What's the other one's name?
Jug.
Okay.
She's got jugs. John Bartlett. That's from Jonathan Dennis. Hunter Dale is 24.
Hunter.
My leaders are Bald Jake and Cussing Danny. Can I get a Kempanzee?
That occurred right where we are sitting right now.
Really?
Yeah, when Danny dropped the F-bomb.
All right, guys, this is for Park.
You can hang up if you want. P1 Swan
like
is 27.
That, got it!
That's from Blair. You would like to hear about the bats they had when Soroy got there?
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
Dan hates what I call from the golf course.
Candace Bishop is having a birthday. Please wish me a happy birthday. My leaders are Minor Mike, Devin Harris at the zoo, and the McDowell Focus Group. Seriously, just get rid of it. I can't listen to that.
It ain't good.
It's quite loud. Brian Esparza is my husband, and it's his birthday. He got put into bed and woken up in that special way. From Adriana. Carter Cochran.
There's no way that's how Carter says it.
He's 44. Leaders are Gordo, Soda Killer, and the poop that Danny poked.
I didn't
His
poke
request
it.
Is Mino's favorite Danny drop. That's interesting. What is your favorite Danny drop?
There's so many of them. I think we're going to hear a lot of them today.
Mine is probably the
one.
The
average one now.
Growth of hair, I think, is about a half an inch per month.
Mine is probably the only memorable drop I ever cut, which is Danny inquiring about the quality of women at a particular location. I don't even remember where.
My buddy Zach Gillian is 34.
I've heard bad reviews.
Any hot bitches?
That one?
Leaders are your daughters and the fake Natalie Maines.
Where's the gooch?
We'd like to hear Danny giving directions followed by a bobgasm.
Is and then Pampa Justin the says, city that it's closest to?
Is that
Justin
Alvarado?
Says, I'm patiently waiting for the Danny Bayless Kemp spin to air next week.
Is that in the cliff?
They ain't Michael, hard to find, dude. Doors?
I was going to say, it's kind of his whole life.
My P1 husband, Bennett Kroger, is 50. His leaders are Styron Nelson, the Crazy Prospector, and the Big Old Bear.
Remember when we got like 25 new sports nicknames and Bob had a sty? Styron Smith.
Oh, yeah.
The Styron Nelson.
Goodbye and good luck to Danny. We're going to miss him from Canada.
I don't believe her. You know, if you guys weren't
Are you
wearing...
leaving, Danny? What's the thing? Why is everybody saying that?
Just yeah, going on leaving. Vacation.
Permanent. if you guys weren't wearing such friendly shirts, you know, like welcoming shirts, if you will.
Yeah, they're festive.
Like qualifying day shirts.
You would look like the biggest Capital Stormers. Like you would win the radio show that most likely would have stormed the Capitol.
Yeah. Well, that's us anyways. So
well, that's true.
That works out. We are the only radio show who had someone from that event in our studio.
There you go.
Picking games.
There you go.
Ron Castillo is 50.
Although I'd like to see some jorts out of you guys, and I'd like don't to hear feel like I'm getting that.
Danny's flask.
You're not fat enough either.
From Katie Harris.
I've got a flask in my car if you guys want to join me for an after-hours drink.
My son Steven is 12. Leaders are Corby,
it's
Dutch,
just
and
opening.
Danny's footsteps today.
Maybe not yet.
From Sejord Bartmans.
Sejord
Bartman.
That's how it's pronounced.
32nd birthday of Ashley Whitlock.
It's definitely Plashley.
Ashley says, I love all the ticket men, but today my leader is Danny.
Me too.
Same.
I would like to hear him giving directions one last time.
Well, that's really never going to
go away.
Is that
thing in South America? Is that where the Angelica North is?
Yeah, what do you think? He's going to sue? That would be really funny.
That was threatened at one point. Not
so,
by me.
I remember.
So what was somebody trying to find the location of that he gave the answer, the thing in South America? Like Peru or Chile or Brazil or Sofia Vergara or
cocaine
and what
Pablo
thing?
Escobar.
Is that thing in South America?
P1 Rob one. Hurt. That's from Sideshow Bob. Alex Bill Fordy is 36. Jordan Navarro is 29. And let's see.
Can you hurry up with this? Because I got to pee.
My husband, Bryce Bangs, is 34.
Okay.
Cool name.
An adult
From
film
Rocky
star.
Bangs. She says she's pregnant.
Gross.
Her name's, this woman's name is Rocky Bangs?
Yeah. A woman?
Fantastic.
His name Rocky?
Bangs.
Joshua Sherbet is 40.
You have nice bangs.
And Dean wants to wish happy 21st birthday to Finley Amin.
Has anybody ever complimented your bangs, Corby?
And he's one of 50 exactly. people that requested Danny directions today.
You could use a headband today.
Totes, man. It's so windy.
I got one
off
on my
Hampton
car.
On the west side.
Keep a white
side,
and a black in the bag.
Good Latimer.
For what?
I wear a headband when exercising.
Oh, okay.
A nice thick one?
Let's see it.
Nah, it's pretty. It's like, what would be, like an inch and a half?
Put it on.
No, it's my car.
Hey, Danny.
My workout stuff. I like a good headband.
I see Corby as more of one of those like
super thin
string headbands.
Yeah.
Like Gabriel Bautista.
Nailed it.
I can't remember how to say his name.
Elsewhere, former Cowboy Lauren Robinson, 37.
Laurent.
Yeah.
Got a 5-year deal.
Hey, Danny.
Jags. Hello? Tony Stewart is 51.
Wow. Friend of the Hardline.
Remember when he killed that guy?
Bud Grant is 95.
That's awesome.
So I was thinking about that today. Bud
Tony
Grant.
Stewart? Oh,
95.
So I looked at Bud Grant. So I looked at Pro Football Reference just to make sure he's still alive.
Yeah.
And he is.
Which he is. Remember, we covered his garage sale like 2 years ago.
But as a, yeah, but I, if you're 95, I'm gonna check your.
No, I wasn't calling a foul here. It's as a point of reference.
But as I'm rolling through, and I'll check Pro Basketball Reference for today's NBA birthdays, and I'm just looking through, and it says Bud Grant, and I clicked on it. Bud Grant played 2 years in the NBA. In 1950 and 51, and then he went to the NFL. Played 2 years in the NFL, then he became a coach.
So back then, playing in the NFL and NBA was like the guy who lettered in two sports in high school now.
Is Bob Cousy wrong? When Bob Cousy was very upset at
J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick saying plumbers and whoever used to play in the NBA. Bud Grant played in the NBA when Bob Cousy was in the NBA.
Right.
But he was a two-sport superstar.
Was he?
Well, he averaged.
Or did he just be like, should I try pro basketball? I mean, seems like they're always in the paper and the classifieds looking for players.
I'm going to say he averaged more than 2 points a game.
Boy, I don't know, man.
2.6
yes!
points.
Technically over, but not really.
In his best year, 2.6 points, 1.2
assists.
That's
almost a field goal.
Yeah.
He was the custodian.
He'd be a nice 2-1.
Did he have that career high of 5 one night?
What did he play
led
in the
team in scoring?
In the NFL? Like, what was his position there?
DB, right?
I don't know.
And so my question this morning as I looked at that birthday was, is he the oldest living head coach? But I don't know how you would search that. That felt like a beating, so I bailed. Like, is there
I'm saying yes.
Does somebody who coaches in the NFL live to be 100? No way, right? Because you take years off your life, we've always said.
So he retired, though.
At, like, 60. Or maybe not even that. Well, what would you say his last year was? 80, 85, maybe?
85.
Okay.
Okay. So he's been out almost 40. So he probably wasn't 60.
Right at it, though, which is cool.
Born on this day, now dead.
Can
Stan
I guess?
Mikita. Yeah, go ahead, Blake.
Josh Green.
No,
that doesn't
You're
apply
wrong.
Here at all.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry.
No, nope. Wrong again.
No. Are we still doing the oldest
one?
Living NFL coach?
Can I guess?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Blake.
Chris Mostay.
No.
Your guesses are getting worse.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Apparently, the torch has been passed.
Dead on the stay, still dead.
How proud are you, Danny?
Very.
You have Max Klein.
We'll never forget you, Doug.
The inventor of paint by numbers. You think that's a pretty spare invention?
Wussification of America.
Yeah, once you learn how to paint.
Dummy.
Dead on the stay, we have Gary Coleman.
What'd you talk
Robin
about?
Gibb. And Ty.
Yes.
Are you sitting down, Ty?
Yes, right now I am.
Randy Savage.
Had a heart attack and ran into a tree in his car.
A friend of the show. Bad Radio alumnus.
Randy Poffo.
Interviewed by Stinky the intern.
On the list of dead Bad Radio guests.
Five.
In an ever-growing cemetery.
Three.
See you, Danny.
Two.
Why did this place open?
See you soon.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
Bitches leave.
Bye, Jake.
Bye, Marno.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.